Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, managing editor at the National Newsroom at Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now the latest headlines.
AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. The Supreme Court will allow California to use a new voter-approved congressional map that favors Democrats in this year's elections. The justices previously allowed Texas to use a Republican-friendly map this year, despite a lower court ruling that it likely discriminates on the basis of race.
The Supreme Court will let California use a new congressional map favorable to Democrats in this year's elections. The order rejects a last-ditch plea from both state Republicans and the Trump administration, who argue the voter-approved map improperly relies on race. A lower court disagreed, and the high court decision keeps in place districts designed to flip up to 5 seats now held by Republicans. The order comes after the justices let Texas's GOP-friendly map be used in this year's midterms, where control of Congress is on the line. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Emergency officials say all patients were safely evacuated after a fire broke out Wednesday night at the Orthopedic Institute at Lehigh Valley Hospital in Dixon City, Pennsylvania. AP correspondent Donna Border has more.
Dixon City Fire Chief Rich Chawanik.
When I arrived, we already had flames through the roof of the office area of the Orthopedic Institute. And as the crews were starting to arrive, we started making a fire attack.
Chawanik says all the patients are safe. The
police, EMS command from Pennsylvania Ambulance took care of evacuating the hospital. All 4 floors of the hospital plus the emergency room were evacuated.
The Orthopedic Institute is separate from the main hospital, which fire officials say was not affected by the blaze. All audio courtesy of WNEP. I'm Donna Warder.
British Prime Minister Keir Starmer apologized to Jeffrey Epstein's victims for appointing Peter Mandelson as the UK's ambassador to Washington, despite his ties to Epstein.
I am sorry. Sorry for what was done to you. Sorry that so many people with power failed you. Sorry for having believed Mandelson's lies and appointed him.
Starmer is under intense pressure over the appointment after newly released documents revealed new details of Mandelson's close relationship with Epstein.
The British government has agreed to release documents about its decision to appoint Peter Mandelson as ambassador to the United States despite his friendship with Jeffrey Epstein. That's after the opposition Conservative Party had said it would force a vote in Parliament calling for the release of all correspondence related to Mandelson's appointment in 2024. Prime Minister Sir Keir Starmer says he regrets appointing Mandelson.
He lied repeatedly to my team when asked about his relationship with Epstein before and during his tenure as ambassador. I regret appointing him. If I knew then what I know now, he would never have been anywhere near government.
72-year-old Mandelson was fired from his job as envoy in Washington in September and resigned from the House of Lords on Tuesday. That's because emails showed he maintained a friendship with Epstein after Epstein's 2008 conviction for sex offences involving a minor. Mandelson now faces a police investigation for alleged misconduct in public office. Lawrence Brooks, London.
More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. The man found guilty of trying to assassinate Donald Trump at his Florida golf course in 2024 has been sentenced.
Ryan Ruth, the man convicted of trying to assassinate Donald Trump on a Florida golf course in 2024, has been sentenced to life in prison. His defense attorneys had asked for 27 years to give Ruth a chance at freedom, but prosecutors argued that Ruth remained unrepentant and never apologized for his crimes. Judge Aileen Cannon pronounced his fate in the same Fort Pierce, Florida courtroom where jurors found him guilty last September of trying to assassinate a major presidential candidate and other charges. Prosecutors said Ruth spent weeks plotting to kill Trump before aiming a rifle through shrubbery as the candidate played golf at his West Palm Beach Country Club. He was spotted by a Secret Service agent before Trump came into view. Acting as his own attorney for that September trial, Ruth tried to stab himself shortly after the verdict. I'm Jennifer King.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
A U.S. district judge rules ICE agents can't make warrantless arrests in Oregon unless there's a risk of escape. The ruling is in response to a lawsuit filed by a nonprofit law firm representing a man who was detained by immigration officers without a warrant, despite having a valid work permit. The judge issued a preliminary injunction in a proposed class action lawsuit targeting the Department of Homeland Security's arrest of immigrants during enforcement operations. Courts in Colorado and Washington, D.C. have issued similar rulings, and the government has appealed them. I'm Mike Hempen.
A judge appears poised to again reject President Trump's bid to erase his hush money conviction. New York federal judge Alvin Hellerstein appeared skeptical, slamming the president's lawyers for legal maneuvers he said amounted to taking two bites at the apple. Hellerstein suggested the whole exercise was moot because the president's legal team had waited too long after the historic verdict to seek federal court relief. President Trump wants to move his case from state court, where it was tried, to federal court, where he can ask to have it thrown out on presidential immunity grounds. He was convicted in 2024 of 34 felony counts of falsifying business records to conceal a hush money payment to adult film actor Stormy Daniels, whose allegations of an affair with Trump threatened to upend his 2016 presidential campaign. The president denies the allegations and says he did nothing wrong. A hospitality stop at the Winter Olympics in Italy for U.S. athletes has a new name. Ice House is now being called Winter House. Protest against ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement in the U.S., have set off tensions in Milan at the Olympics because of the presence of ICE agents there. USA Hockey, USA Speed Skating, and U.S. Figure Skating sponsor what is now Winter House. They say the hospitality concept was designed to be a private space, free of distractions, where athletes, their families, and friends can come together to celebrate the unique experience of the Winter Games. Figure skater Amber Glenn says it's unfortunate the term ICE isn't something we can embrace because of what's happening and the implications of what some individuals are doing. I'm Ed Donahue.
Officials in heavily Democratic Fulton County, Georgia, say statements made by President Donald Trump after the FBI seized 2020 election documents raises serious concerns.
If they can't count the votes legally and honestly, then somebody else should take over.
Fulton County Board of Commissioners Chair Rob Pitts.
The president himself has mentioned some 15 plus other states where he believes that there are problems. That's why I say that this is a very complicated situation and has implications far beyond Fulton County, Georgia.
Senator Mark Warner of Virginia told reporters.
So let's be clear. It is inappropriate for a sitting president to personally involve himself in a criminal investigation tied to an election he lost.
Pitt says.
So we don't even have copies of what they took. So it's a problem. What are they doing with it? Where are they? Who has them? We don't know.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The Trump administration says it's pulling about 700 immigration officers out of Minnesota immediately. That's about a quarter of the total deployment for an operation that's led to weeks of tensions and deadly confrontations. Trump Border Czar Tom Homan says about 2,000 officers will stay and will only leave once local authorities and protesters work with them.
The more cooperation we get, the less rhetoric and hate we see and the less attacks means we can draw down even more quicker.
President Trump tells NBC News with Tom Lamas he ordered the drawdown.
Maybe we can use a little bit of a softer touch.
Minnesota Governor Tim Walz and Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey both say the drawdown's a good first step, but the entire operation needs to end soon. House Democrats are threatening to block Homeland Security Department funding when it expires in 2 weeks, unless there are big shifts in President Trump's federal immigration enforcement. After the killings of two protesters in Minneapolis, Congress has been discussing potential new rules for both immigration and border protection officers.
Dramatic changes are necessary. It's got to rein in ICE in very serious ways and end the violence.
Top Democrats Akeem Jeffries and Chuck Schumer, amid some bipartisan sentiment that Congress should help de-escalate tensions. But it's unclear if enough Republicans will agree to Democrat demands, including that officers take off masks and identify themselves. GOP Senator Josh Hawley says this isn't about isolated incidents. It's about trying to hamstring ICE as a whole.
I just totally disagree with it, and I'm not going to help him do it.
Russian and Ukrainian negotiators have met again with U.S. envoys in a bid to end the four-year war. Ukraine's national security chief says the talks in Abu Dhabi were productive, focusing on concrete steps. Here in Washington, Secretary of State Marco Rubio says there's been great progress over the past year.
That's the good news. The bad news is that the items that remain are the most difficult ones.
Rubio's warning against expecting breakthroughs for a while. In Moscow, Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov says the doors for a peaceful settlement are open. And while Russia will not comment on the talks, it will continue the war until Ukraine meets its demands. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Fulton County in Georgia filing a motion in federal court seeking the return of all documents from the 2020 election that were seized last week from a warehouse near Atlanta by the FBI. Officials in Georgia County said Wednesday the motion also asks for the unsealing of a law enforcement agent's sworn statement that was presented to the judge who signed off on the search warrant. The county says it's not releasing the motion because the case is under seal. Fulton County, which votes overwhelmingly Democratic, has been a target of Donald Trump and his allies since the Republican narrowly lost the presidential election in Georgia to Democrat Joe Biden. Trump long insisting without evidence that widespread voter fraud in the county cost him victory in the state. I'm Julie Walker.
We, too, have heard the reports about a ransom letter in the media.
Savannah Guthrie in an Instagram post flanked by her siblings.
We are ready to talk.
With a message directed to whomever may be holding their mother, Nancy Guthrie.
However, we live in a world where voices and images are easily manipulated. We need to know, without a doubt, that she is alive and that you have her.
The family posted the message Wednesday after police conducted a search in and around Nancy Guthrie's home for several hours.
Mommy.
The Today Show host also with a message for her mother.
You are God's precious daughter, Nancy. We believe and know that even in this valley, he is with you.
I'm Ben Thomas.
A Pima County Sheriff's dispatch call regarding the search for Today Show host Savannah Guthrie's mother, Nancy, on Sunday, captured by Broadcastify, describing her as a white female, 84 years old, adding she suffers from high blood pressure, has a pacemaker, and cardiac issues.
Nancy, a white female, 84 years of age, 5'2", medium build, bright amber blue. Living after 2,200 hours as of yesterday. Nancy has high blood pressure, pacemaker, and cardiac issues.
The Pima County Sheriff says she needs life-saving medication. Meanwhile, officials are investigating ransom notes sent to some media, and a person speaking with the AP on condition of anonymity said investigators found specific evidence in her Tucson home of a nighttime kidnapping. Authorities in Arizona holding out hope Today Show host Savannah Guthrie's 84-year-old mother will be found safely. Asked about reports of ransom notes, possibly in Bitcoin, Pima County Sheriff Chris Nanos would only say,
"We are falling all leaves we have. That's all I can tell you."
Nancy Guthrie was last seen Saturday night, her Tucson house where she lives alone, now a crime scene.
We do believe that Nancy was taken from her home against her will, and that's where we're at.
Investigators found signs of forced entry. Her cell phone, wallet, and car were still there. The sheriff says the scene was processed. So far, there are no suspects, shooting down reports of false information. Meanwhile, daughter Savannah Guthrie pleading for prayers for her mother's return. A reward is being offered. I'm Julie Walker.
Authorities say an Arizona Department of Public Safety helicopter responding to an active shooter situation crashed Wednesday night, killing the pilot and the trooper paramedic on board. The Ranger helicopter was on its way to assist officers from the Flagstaff Police Department and other agencies. The department will now be working with the Federal Aviation Administration and the National Transportation Safety Board to investigate the cause of the crash. The suspected active shooter sustained non-fatal gunshot wounds and was taken into custody. I'm Donna Warder.
David A. Ross leaving the School of Visual Arts in New York after the latest release of documents about Jeffrey Epstein revealed his friendship with the convicted sex offender. Ross, who was chair of the MFA Art Practice Program, resigned Tuesday, the school said in a statement. He was once the director of the Whitney Museum. In emails dating from 2009, Ross banters with, reaches out to meet, and consoles Epstein, calling him incredible, and I'm still proud to call you a friend. In one exchange, Epstein suggests an exhibition called Statutory that would feature girls and boys aged 14 to 25, where Epstein says they look nothing like their true ages. Ross replies, you are incredible, and notes that Brooke Shields posed nude at age 10. Epstein pleaded guilty in 2008 to Florida charges of soliciting prostitution from someone under the age of 18. I'm Julie Walker.
The Washington Post is laying off one-third of its staff in the newsroom and other departments. The Post began implementing large-scale cutbacks Wednesday. It's getting rid of its sports department and shrinking the number of journalists stationed overseas. Executive editor Matt Murray announced the changes to staff by Zoom. The Washington Post is known in history books for its coverage of Watergate and most recently aggressive coverage of the Trump administration's cuts to the federal workforce. Staff members were told they'd be getting emails with one of two subject lines. Their role has or has not been eliminated. Donna Warder, Washington.
I'm Seth Soutell, and this is the AP Markets Report. More drops for technology stocks weighed on Wall Street. The S&P 500 fell 0.5% Wednesday. That was the fifth modest loss in the last 6 days for the index. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 260 points. That's about 0.5%. The Nasdaq Composite sank 1.5%. More than twice as many stocks rose within the S&P than fell, but the index overall closed lower as advanced micro devices and other influential tech stocks fell. Gold and silver prices paired gains from earlier in the day. Treasury yields held relatively steady in the bond market. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note was little changed at 4.28%. Seth Soutell, New York.
AP Sports, I'm Geffen Coolball. Jalen Brunson had 42 points to help overcome 69 from Nikola Jokic and Jamal Murray in the Knicks' 134-127 double overtime win against the Nuggets.
There's no better team to test our mettle against than the Denver Nuggets, who, you know, they know how to win a championship.
The Spurs won for the fourth time in five meetings against the Thunder, 116-106. OKC star and reigning MVP Shai Gilgeous-Alexander will be sidelined through the All-Star break with an abdominal strain. The Mavericks are trading 10-time All-Star big Anthony Davis to the Wizards. That's according to an AP source. The move is a signal the Mavs are moving on from the widely criticized trade that sent Luka Doncic to the Lakers for a package headlined by Davis last year. Chris Middleton is part of a package headed back to Dallas. Elsewhere, the 76ers sent once-promising prospect Jared McCain to the Thunder. The Hornets acquired North Carolina native Kobe White. ESPN reports Charlotte is also getting Mike Conley Jr., Colin Sexton is headed back to the Bulls in a package. NHL, the LA Kings acquired Artemi Panarin in a trade with the Rangers. Injured Penguins defenseman Caleb Jones was suspended 20 games for violating the league's PED policy. MLB, the Tigers and All-Star pitcher Framber Valdez agreed to a 3-year, $115 million deal, and former World Series MVP Mickey Lolich died at age 85. The International Olympic Committee showed no interest Wednesday in putting pressure on 2028 Los Angeles Olympics chairman Casey Wasserman over personal emails released in the latest Jeffrey Epstein files. Wasserman has faced calls from lawmakers to step down as chair of the city's Olympic project over flirtatious exchanges in 2003 with Epstein's former girlfriend Ghislaine Maxwell. IOC President Kirsty Coventry says organizing committee structure, quote, is not something we are going to get involved into. Penn State hockey star Gavin McKenna is facing a felony assault charge stemming from an incident on January 31st. The 18-year-old McKenna was also charged with simple assault, harassment, and disorderly conduct. McKenna is the presumptive top pick in this summer's NHL draft. He was awaiting a preliminary hearing as of Wednesday. Details of the allegations against McKenna were not immediately available. His representatives did not immediately respond to a request for comment. The 2026 Winter Olympics have opened competition with the first curling matches in Cortina. A power outage moments after play began briefly halted the action on Wednesday night and delayed training for men's luge at the nearby sliding center. Fans at the curling center cheered when lights returned and play resumed. The mixed doubles curling tournament began 2 full days before the opening ceremony. I'm Gethin Coolball.
It's the second day of talks between Moscow and Kyiv taking place in Abu Dhabi in the United Arab Emirates. The discussions come amid increased Russian attacks on Ukraine's power grid and after a rise in civilian casualties. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky urged for an end to the war and emphasized the need for security guarantees to prevent future Russian attacks. U.S. Special Envoy Steve Witkoff and President Trump's son-in-law Jared Kushner, as well as NATO Commander General Alexis Grinkovich, are at the talks. Fighting continues alongside the talks with Russia targeting Ukraine's electricity network. Almost 15,000 Ukrainian civilians have been killed since the start of the war through last December, according to the United Nations. The New START Treaty, a nuclear arms pact between the US and Russia, has expired. That means this is the first time in 50 years that there are no caps on atomic arsenals between the two nations, sparking fears of a nuclear arms race. Russian President Vladimir Putin has expressed readiness to stick to the treaty's limits for another year if the US agreed. President Trump has been non-committal, saying that he wants China to be a part of it, a push that Beijing has rebuffed. China's foreign ministry spokesperson, Lin Jian, told a news conference that China would not participate in the treaty because China's nuclear forces were not at all on the same scale as Russia and the U.S. He also said China calls on the U.S. to resume nuclear dialogue with Russia soon and to positively respond to Putin's suggestion of an extension. I'm Karen Shamas.
A member of parliament says that armed extremists have killed at least 162 people in attacks on 2 villages in western Nigeria, blaming the attacks on a group linked to the Islamic State group. Other analysts suggest it was a group associated with a Boko Haram faction. Nigeria has faced insurgency by Islamic militants in the northeast, kidnappings for ransom by gunmen across the northwest and north central regions. President Donald Trump has accused Nigeria of not doing enough to protect Christians. The U.S. Africa Command has sent a small team of military officers to Nigeria. In December, U.S. forces launched airstrikes on militants there. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Iranian media has reported that talks between Iran and the United States will be held on Friday in Oman. Tensions between the two countries remain high following Tehran's bloody crackdown on nationwide protests last month. The US hasn't acknowledged that the talks will happen in Oman, but the White House says it anticipates negotiations will take place. It's the first clear sign from Tehran that it wants to try to negotiate. That's even after the US shot down an Iranian drone Tuesday and Iran tried to stop a US-flagged ship. The US Navy has released new footage from the USS Abraham Lincoln of fighter jets taking off and the aircraft carrier taking on supplies in the Arabian Sea. But it appears that while recent incidents have strained talks between the US and Iran, they haven't yet derailed them. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening. Audio provided by the Associated Press. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.
Get that Amex Gold card ready. I'm way too tired to cook tonight.
You read my mind. With the Gold card, we can get up to $120 a year in statement credits. Are you feeling the Cheesecake Factory? Five Guys? Either of those sound good?
Yes.
Which one?
Both.
Pay with the Gold card to receive up to $10 a month in statement credits at participating partners. Uncover more ways to reward yourself at americanexpress.com/explore-gold. Enrollment required. Terms apply.
If you're the purchasing manager at a manufacturing plant, you know having a trusted partner makes all the difference. That's why, hands down, you count on Grainger for auto reordering. With on-time restocks, your team will have the cut-resistant gloves they need at the start of their shift. And you can end your day knowing they've got safety well in hand. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.